Good morning. You're listening to KAJO, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM side. And a little special treat this morning, sort of an extended talk segment here. No, we're not getting political this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Going to welcome the microphones of KAJO Radio, Michael De La Grange. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, no politics over here.
Absolutely. It's football season. We're talking caveman football, and you're always a caveman, right?
Yep, once a caveman, always a caveman. And it's really great to be back and watch them be have a new head coach this year.
All right, and once a duck, always a duck.
Yeah, all right, for sure.
All right, let's go back to your history a little bit here. You played certainly for the Grants Pass Caveman football team and the basketball team too. Yeah. Was that all you did? You do baseball too?
No, I did track too, but it was more just because I wasn't good enough at golf.
Have you improved that?
A little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
Work on that swing a little bit more.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's always the key here. Tell me about your one high school experience and your transition into the Duck program.
Yeah. Well, so I was blessed with size. You know, my freshman year at Grants Pass High School.
You want to share your size?
Yeah. I was 6'6", 300 pounds my freshman year. So I was much bigger.
I saw you
bigger.
Blocking a run coming around the end. There, just scared the liver out of those little backs.
Yeah. It wasn't hard to be successful when you're twice as big as everybody. That doesn't always hold true when you get to college, but you know, I had a great time at Grants Pass High School. Tom Blanchard was my head coach, who actually also played for the Oregon Ducks. So I grew up a huge Duck fan here in Southern Oregon. So after my career here, I had the opportunity to go play at the next level, and it was kind of a no-brainer to go play for the Ducks.
All right, what was that transition like going from high school to college? You went immediately, didn't you?
Yeah, it was shocking. I guess would be the easiest way to describe it, because being the biggest in high school, it was easy to dominate on the offensive line and defensive line. And then when I got to Oregon, everybody was my size. I'm like, oh, wow.
I'm no longer the big kid.
Yes. Yes. You get up there and everybody is basically the same size. So you have to work way harder and develop the skills to be able to get on the field at that level, because everybody has that same base frame that you're playing against.
All right, but you played as a freshman.
Yeah, so I actually had a great time at Oregon, because I got to start for 3 years actually up there, and I got thrown in to the Fiesta Bowl my freshman year. Actually, I started the season as third string offensive tackle, and then I worked my way up to second string throughout the year. Got some minutes during the season, but no memorable minutes. It was more like blowout minutes. I got to play a little here and there, and then we made it to the Fiesta Bowl that year against Colorado, and my offensive lineman in front of me got hurt in the second quarter. So I got thrown into the game unexpectedly. I was just expecting to be a spectator,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, just watch the football.
Yeah, I was like, I have a great seat here on the sideline. Watch this game, you know. He goes down. I get thrown in the game, and we're on the 5-yard line. So we're getting ready to go score. Joey Harrington's in the huddle. We have Ontario Smith as our running back. And Coach Blidy decided to call a play right behind me to kind of get me into the game. He knew I was a freshman. He's like, oh, well, let's call a play to get him involved.
Okay, kid, here you go.
Yeah, so, you know, throwing the fire, and Joey Harrington grabs my helmet in the huddle the first play. I won't remember. And he says, D-Lo, we're going behind you. So I'm like, okay, well, here we go. And the first play, we score a touchdown. So it's kind of a storybook start to my college career, that the first game I ever really got real minutes in, we score a touchdown on the first play, and then we go on to win the Fiesta Bowl and finish second in the nation that year. So
is that the highlight of your career?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely what I remember incredibly specifically, just because of the timing and what it meant for the Oregon football program at the time. But I have so many good memories from college football. We got to travel all over the country, and I'll be honest, it was the best time of my life. Made some lifelong friends, and honestly learned some great things to apply to life of how to be successful from, you know, those high level athletics.
All right. I want to go back just a little bit and ask you the highlight of your high school career.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard about the college career. Highlight of your football career at Grants Pass High as a caveman.
Yeah, well, it was probably our last game, and it was also a highlight and a low light, because we ended up losing to Mountain View in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. But the team, I think, you know, my quarterback, Nate Olson, is still one of my best friends to this day. And you become so close as a team. And even though we didn't go on and win the state title, what we achieved as a team, I will never forget. So I think that game was the highlight. Another thing that really sticks out to me, playing in Klamath Falls and freezing rain, some of those bad weather games. But yeah, I mean, unbelievable time playing athletics in my life.
All right. Well, now, perhaps we should get a footnote to the folks out there and say, why are we talking about football? Well, football season begins really tomorrow night for Grants Pass High.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But tonight, it's the Insurance Lounge Caveman Corner, sponsored by Abby's Pizza at Abby's Pizza on Beacon Drive. We'll be on the air about 6:30. And we had invited you to join us then, but as a matter of fact, you got to follow another caveman, don't you?
Yeah, my son's actually playing on the JV team in his first game's tonight in North Medford, so we'll be heading over this afternoon to that. But I have some great memories eating Abby's Pizza every day after a big win at the high school, so super cool to see that they're still involved in the program.
All right, well, yeah, and a big salute to Abby's, and we'll be there every Thursday night this year, folks. Thursday night, 6:30 to 7:30, we'll be on the air talking with head coach Kennedy and the captains of the team and the players who are making the plays, and that's who we're really talking about, is those young men out there really learning and advancing their lives through athletics, and many lessons that can be learned through athletics. Is there one lesson that you've brought with you out of athletics?
Yeah, I think working as a team and overcoming adversity are the two biggest things that I kind of held on to through my athletic career, and was able to apply those to the business world and kind of leverage those for success, because high-level athletics, even athletics at any level, really teaches a lot of life lessons, in my opinion. So the more you can encourage your kids to be a part, kids or grandkids to be part of sports, I would highly encourage you to do that, because I see it every day how these kids can take those lessons in structured sports and apply them to be successful in life.
All right. Well, let's talk about being successful in life, because certainly kudos to you for a couple of reasons. We'll get to those in a moment or two. I'm assuming you came out of college and went into your dad's insurance business. Is that fair?
Yeah. So I'll tell you the quick story of how that actually happened, because I was never planning on being in insurance. I mean, I think most people who do insurance actually don't grow up saying, hey, I want to be an insurance agent or something like that.
It's always oops.
Yeah. So after starting for 3 years at Oregon, I was actually projected to get drafted in the NFL draft in the fourth or fifth round. So that was kind of my dream. I was like, okay, my dream's coming true. I'm going to be able to make it to the NFL as a little kid. This is what I wanted. And then 2 weeks after my last football game at Oregon, my dad passed away unexpectedly. So that's how the transition for me decided to move back to Grants Pass and help my mom keep our family run insurance brokerage open instead of pursuing that NFL career. So it kind of obviously didn't happen by choice. The circumstances that me and my brother, he was also living in Eugene at the time, moved home so we can help my mom keep the family business running. And it was called De La Grange Insurance at that time. And then we've kind of transitioned that into a new model now.
The Insurance Lounge.
Insurance Lounge, yes.
Kudos. They are our corporate sponsor for all the sports coverage here on KAJO Radio. Okay. Shameless promotion. Yes, folks. And we're proud of it and proud to have you here with us. But you've made some significant changes to the Insurance Lounge. You've almost revolutionized some of the insurance business, haven't you?
Yeah. So when I came down to help my mom and brother keep things going, We did well. My brother ended up leaving, saying, hey, insurance isn't for me. My mom ends up retiring, and then all of a sudden, I'm running a local brokerage.
It's your baby.
Yeah, and all my friends are playing in the NFL. So I'm like, okay, this is not exactly what I expected to happen in my life, but let's roll with it. And if I'm going to make this a career, I want to create a format that I would want to buy insurance in. Because, you know, insurance isn't a product that's been revolutionized much over the years. And to me, it was a little bit boring. So I was like, okay, if I want to really stay in this lifelong career path, I want to create a format that is basically a hybrid between the traditional insurance agency and buying insurance online, that was all focused around the customer experience. So that's how Insurance Lounge was born. I basically just took a napkin out and wrote down all of the positive and negatives of each of those formats and was like, okay, is there a way that we could create a model that took advantage of those? So we created a retail storefront that looks like an Apple store, and that's open 7 days a week. No one works on a commission, and you can get all your insurance products at one place. So it was all designed around the customer experience, accessibility, simplicity, and To this day, we have 5 locations so far, 4 here in Oregon, 1 in Las Vegas, and we're rapidly expanding. So far, so good. We've had a lot of help along the way. With this unique format, we've had some outside investors come in as well, like private equity groups, insurance companies and stuff, who want to fund us because they believe in this new format that we're doing.
All right. Briefly, my insurance is up. I walk into your off the insurance lounge and I hear lounge and I think I want to sit down on a soft couch. So tell me, what is my experience once I walk through the front door?
Well, we do have soft couches, so you're good to go there. It's slightly different experience here in Grants Pass. This is our corporate office, so it houses all of our customer service team, all our administrative team as well. But all of our other store locations, they're all in really high-end outdoor mall type areas with like 2 or 3 sides glass, like end cap locations. And you'll come in and you'll be greeted, and you'll walk in and you'll see couches because we are a lounge. There's places where you can sit down. There's beverages, non-alcoholic beverages. We're not trying to say.
Absolutely.
Just for insurance purposes.
You know that business.
Yes, exactly. So, we have a self-quote kiosk so customers can actually start the quoting process on their own if they want, or they can work with, any of the licensed agents we have in the store. So everyone that works in our storefronts are fully licensed insurance agents. We call them insurance concierges is the brand that we gave them because we come from a more consultative approach, more educational approach. And that is really important to us. And we let the consumer know that, like, hey, we don't work on a commission. We're here to help you find the best coverage through the best company because we can go shop dozens of different companies and help you with pretty much any insurance product you need.
All right. Location here in Grants Pass.
Yeah, we're on 7th Street, 7th and Outlook. 1221 Northeast 7th Street is our address. And we've been there, for a very long time and we'll probably be there for a long time unless we grow out of it, which we keep growing. So that may happen eventually, but we'll always be based here in Grants Pass. Like that's one of the biggest things to me. I love Grants Pass, born and raised here in Grants Pass. And it really has a special place in my heart. I just want to be part of the community, just like us sponsoring KJO and the radio for all the local sports. We try to be involved in the community as much as humanly possible. So the more we grow here, the more we're going to be giving back to the local community.
All right. Phone number?
541-479-4975 is our local phone number. So, and you can find us online at insurancelounge.com.
Okay, that was my next question. Yep. Website. Okay, and that phone number, it's radio, so you got to give the phone number about 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. 479-4975. 479-4975.
That's 3, there folks. You can find it here. All right. So congratulations. You've taken a business and made it very, very successful. But you're still involved with the Ducks, are you not?
Yeah. So it, really interesting. A few years after I left Oregon, and I had a weird transition because my dad passed away. I kind of rushed out of Eugene. And the university kind of came back as an athletic department and was like, oh, hey, we'd love for you to support us through athletics, through some donations. And I said, okay. So for a couple years, I started donating to the athletic program to help, you know, just give back to what they provided me when I was there because I had such a great experience. And my coaches were awesome. And, you know, I got a full scholarship, so I didn't have any expenses. It was just such a great time. I really wanted to give back. So for the first few years, I started donating. And then they came back like the fourth year and said, hey, do you want to have your dollars go to something specific that we can allocate these donation dollars to? And I said, well, it'd be really great if you guys could use these funds to help these athletes transition from athletics to the real world. Because I really noticed a lot of my friends who didn't make professional sports struggle with going from Oregon, where you have every resource imaginable, to the real world and finding a job and be successful. So that was something I was like, well, I'd really love to see some resources go that way. Long story short, University of Oregon said, hey, that's not really something we're involved with. So I said, okay, well, instead of expanding my donation to the university, I'm going to actually create my own nonprofit that does that. So I created the Oregon Athlete Foundation about 15 years ago. And we were originally focused on that specific goal of helping these athletes find jobs for all sports. So if you're a University of Oregon athlete, we were there. We had a jobs program that would help you transition to the real world. We also have done sports camps where all the coaches are current and former Duck athletes. That's something we do every year here in Grants Pass. But it's expanded drastically since then. So we became basically the alumni association for University of Oregon Athletics. We were running reunions and other things. And then a few years ago when Coach Dan Lanning got hired for football, he came to me and said, hey, there's this NIL thing that's just getting ready to start. Would you want to be a part of it? And it's I didn't really name, image, and likeness. Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't even know what it was. I had to go do some research. I'm like, name, image, and likeness. What is that? Like, oh, college athletes can now get paid. And he's like, hey, us as a university, we can't do that. It has to be third parties that do that and facilitate those deals. And he knew everything that we were doing for athletes after they left. So it was an opportunity to get involved while they're still there. And so I said, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. Not knowing what I was agreeing to at the time. But several years later, that's one of the main things our foundation does is these name, image, and likeness deals to basically help facilitate and monetize, these athletes, name, image, likeness to get paid. So it's really fulfilling to not only help the former college athletes at University of Oregon, but the current athletes as well.
All right. So, how much time does that take out of your business?
A lot.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Probably too much. I have a great support team. First of all, my wife, I have to give her a shout out. She helps tremendously, especially with the foundation. She's also one of the executives of Insurance Lounge, but, it takes a village, honestly, to get that done. So we have a big board with a lot of big name former athletes and stuff that help us out. But at the end of the day, it does take a lot of time. I don't make any money from it. I actually donate significantly to that organization to help it be successful because it's a passion of mine. So, Insurance Lounge pays the bills, but Oregon Athlete Foundation is kind of like my calling.
That's your baby.
Yeah.
That's your baby. You smile when you talk about it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's fun because I still feel part of the football team. I mean, I get to go up there and interact with these athletes like I'm part of the staff almost, you know, and that's just, it feels so good because you're really helping them get a head start in life early on.
Okay. And the university is recognizing you for that.
Yes.
And tell me now, don't be shy. Tell me about it here.
Well, shy is something I probably have never been in my life, so you don't have to worry about that. But the Leo Harris Award is one of the most, if not the most prestigious awards the University of Oregon Athletic Office gives away every year. And I've been blessed to be part of the inauguration ceremonies in the past. So they basically take the Hall of Fame, because my team was actually inducted in the Oregon Athletic Hall of Fame years ago. Mm-hmm. So I was part of that banquet and saw this award get awarded to other people and kind of learn more about it. And it's basically, they call it the Man of the Year Award, which is really cool. And they pick one former athlete every year to award this to. And I got picked for this year. And I'm so honored, number one, because it's such a prestigious thing that I saw so many of my mentors and people I looked up to in the past win it. And, for example, Dan Vidlak with the Eye Care Group, he's a former winner of this award. So there'll be a couple of us here in Grants Pass who won this award. But yeah, so in November, I think November 22nd at the USC game, I get honored on the field during the football game. And then the night before, there's a big, dinner ceremony for the award. So I could not be happier. I don't do any of this stuff to win an award, but, it felt when I was notified that I was winning it felt better than I thought it would. It was really, really great.
Let's recap that. That's one of the highest honors the university can bestow on a former alumni.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know if I deserve it, but I really am happy that I'm getting it. And I just, honestly, it makes me want to do more to even help the University of Oregon as much as I can.
Of course, that that afternoon, you got to share the field with another Grants Pass grad, don't you? Yeah, you'll be on there with I'm going to get the right. Jerry Allen.
Yes. Yeah. Duck. Which is Duck legend.
Yeah. Duck legend. No doubt about it.
It's so cool because I got to meet Jerry over the years and we become very, very friendly. And when I saw that he was also winning an award at the same dinner, I was like, wow, that is so cool. What a cool thing for both of us because we know each other, but also Grants Pass.
67, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what a cool thing. Another person from Grants Pass getting honored there at the university. So I'm super excited to be in the same award ceremony as him. Super cool.
All right. Well, congratulations. Thank Certainly you. Well earned, well deserved. Congratulations on your success. We're proud to have the Insurance Lounge as part of KAJO Radio. Now let's get back down to business. And what do you think of the Grants Pass football team right now? What do you know?
Well, yeah. So insights. So I'll give you some insights. So Coach Kennedy was actually on my team for a short time at the University of Oregon. He was a walk-on one spring. So we actually were on the same team at Oregon. Matt is a great guy. I'll tell you that right now, just from a personal standpoint. Great guy, hard worker, great ethics, and I couldn't be more happy that he is the head coach of Grants Pass High School football. I'll tell you that. I probably was one of his biggest cheerleaders to be successful, not only because I know Matt, but my son's coming up through the program as well. You know, so I couldn't be more excited about the future of Caveman football. You know, I know transitioning to a new head coach is always, you know, can be tough as a transition, but I'm a very overly optimistic guy in general, and I'm applying that to Caveman football. I see how much work they're putting in, both the players and the coaches right now, and I'm really, really encouraged. And I would just say this, any new staff or any football program anywhere in the United States at any level, you got to give them time, right? They can't come in day one and have the ultimate success. But I think Matt's doing the right things of building the program and building these kids up to be great people. And that is the most important thing from my point of view, to have a great foundation for high school football.
All right. Talking about Caveman football again, the new mantra this year from Coach Kennedy is better than before, and there's an interesting story behind it, and it might throw a lot of people off. Do you know that story?
I do. I've heard him talk about it a couple times, and it's very heart touching.
It is.
And anytime you can use something like that, that is so meaningful to be your mantra or give you purpose, it's very powerful. And I've heard him talk about it a couple times, and I'll let you or him share that. I don't want to butcher the story, but it is a very heartfelt saying from a really touching experience.
I have heard the story, and I'm not going to share it with you for the same reasons.
Yeah.
But we expect Matt Kennedy to be with us tonight at his pizza. He'll be a little late tonight just because of the Hall of Fame situation. Are you going to the Hall of Fame dinner?
No, I'm out where the JV football game. Yeah, I got to watch my son. He's playing offensive line and defensive end for the Cavemen on the JV, so I'm super excited to go watch him play tonight.
All right, but we will allow and encourage Matt Kennedy to share that story with you, because I think a lot of people, when they first saw that, said, I'm not sure that's right, but yeah, it is a great mantra.
Really cool.
And it's basically better than before. And that can go snap from snap. You know, from one snap to the next time, I want to be better than the last time this football was snapped.
And that's the thing I love. It's like he's using all of these life lessons for these kids that are going to be incredibly valuable in the future. And to me, I mean, most athletes don't get to follow my trajectory and go play college sports. Most of these athletes just have to go into the real world after high school. And the best thing you could do is teach them how to be good human beings and the skill sets it takes to be successful.
All right. Mike, I want to thank you very much for your time today. I'm going to give you the last couple of minutes here of our program to, one, say what you think about football, or tell me about the Insurance Lounge. What's moving you right now?
Well, in terms of football, I bleed football. I love football. It's been my life. I basically have it to thank for most of my success, because mainly the coaches I have had just taught me how to be a good person, how to work hard, how to overcome adversity, how to work as a team, all these life skills that I've really been able to leverage in the real world. And then the thankless plug for Insurance Lounge. I mean, the more the community can support Insurance Lounge, the more we can support the community. So if you have any insurance needs at all, come see us. We do all types of insurance. We specialize in Medicare. We do a lot of that, retirement planning, home and auto, pretty much every type. So come see us and we'll shop it out. And if we can't help you, we're not going to sell you something. So that's the whole thing with Insurance Lounge. We just want to be the best for the consumer.
All right. What was that phone number again?
541-479-4975.
And you're located where?
7th and Outlook. Really easy to find. Big building on the corner.
All right. Once a caveman, always a caveman. Once a duck, always a duck. Michael D. LaGrange, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for letting me be here today.
All right. And thank you for your support for all the sports, both duck and caveman football. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.
KAJO.
Grants Pass.